This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome in. Thanks for joining. Thanks for being part of the show. Brendan, thanks for being the producer. So, don't break the microphone. I see you pulled on it. You almost broke the microphone.
Yeah, I didn't put enough WD-40 on this one.
Is that part of your job here?
No, it's not.
You have to oil the microphone stands?
I feel like it sometimes is now, I guess.
Every third Wednesday?
Every third Wednesday, yeah.
Brendan comes in with a can of WD-40, oils the springs on the mic stands. So, once again, if you've never been in a radio studio, you don't know what these things look like, huh? It's what I came to realization when we started talking last week about hybrid batteries.
Uh-huh.
And then, remember I said, like, everybody should Google that, because if you... I know what they look like, but everybody probably doesn't know what they look like, nor have an idea of how large they are. That was my whole concept to that. So, something new, you know. A good listener, Steve, and a client sent an email. He said, you guys were talking about who buys Cybertrucks. And then he's all, I saw one in my neighborhood the other day, and they sent a picture with it, two aliens standing next to it.
Yep. Seems about right.
He's about right. He said, that's who buys Cybertrucks. But as we said, and we were talking about previously, I got to be honest with you that my thought process behind that is people that buy those just want to buy something weird, you know, mm-hmm. or something different or whatever. Or they just got to be, everybody has that friend that like buys different cars, right?
Right.
Just like, oh God, I got to have one of those. And they just got to buy it and try it out and stuff. And then they'll probably end up selling it. Now, Paul previously had brought some up that is there a special, see, like certain Ferraris, like if you buy a Ferrari, a new Ferrari, you mm-hmm. can't just go and resell that Ferrari. There's specific rules you sign a contract to about it has to go, their cars have to go to specific places.
I don't think Cybertrucks are that way if you're going to ask that.
You don't?
Right? No, definitely not. No, I think this is just the
average. Well, they didn't make it. How many of them are made total? Do you have an idea?
Not off the top of my head. I can look up.
But it's not a large quantity, right?
No.
So you're definitely one of somebody, if you own one, you're in a small group.
It says here that the goal is to make 250,000 Cybertrucks a year or about 62,500 a quarter is what he said. That's what Musk is saying.
So 62,500 a quarter.
Yes.
Okay. But how many have been actually sold?
It says here, in the first quarter, Tesla probably made and delivered in the range of 3,500 Cybertrucks. And this was from an article 60.
January 1st is when they first started selling them, right?
Of that's this correct. Year? Yep.
So basically only there's maybe 4,000 of them out there.
Maybe.
On the road.
And they all got recalled.
And they all got recalled.
Yes.
You love that part, don't you?
I do. I keep having to mention
it. And it was because the accelerator sticks?
Yes.
Which is probably just, which is weird because the accelerator on those has just got to be like micro switches. That's all it is.
Well, again, I told you about the video I saw last week again about how the battery, even the manual for Cybertrucks is completely wrong. And it's just way too early for this kind of thing. I'm surprised people are still buying it and everything or even want one. So.
Once again, these are people that just need to have something that nobody else has.
It's true.
Or
it's
try true. Something. Yep. Or got to try it. Or if you're a car enthusiast, you know, yeah, I mean, you probably got to have one of these in your collection, right?
I don't.
No, you don't need one. But my point is that a lot of people, that's why they buy things like this, you know. Mm-hmm. And someday in the future, it'll be like, you know, like what's the dude that Jay Leno? He owns a ton of cars.
Yeah.
And really cool cars, all kinds of concept cars, different things that he's purchased along the way, old cars, new cars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got Jay's Garage, I think is the name of his show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So he does. He has, but he has a whole in LA, a humongous warehouse. Matter of fact, he has a team of technicians that work for him. That's their job. They show up every day. They service different vehicles. They're all on a schedule. They keep all those cars working in you know, as far as it goes. Which makes a great point about servicing your vehicle. This guy doesn't drive most of these cars, and they still get serviced regularly. Why? That's how you keep a car. You know, they do take them out for short little spins, mm-hmm. and drive around the parking lot there. But yeah, I don't even know where his storage warehouse is, but I'm sure it's well secured as far as that goes. I'm sure it's well secured. But he does have multiple technicians that work for him. That's their job, to keep the cars in good working order. So he can pop in there and take any of them out he wants for a little drive, right?
Right.
So, but that was part of his thing. He's like collected all kinds of cars. I presume he'll own one of these cars eventually in his collection, just so he can say he has one, right? But Brenda does not want nor need one.
Nope.
That's for sure. So
thank you for the offer, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's got to have an offer to do or have a Cybertruck in their parking lot. So when you feel the need, you let me know.
I'll let you know that.
We'll help you out. You can get a Cybertruck for sure. So anyway, just one of those things. That being said, you don't have to have one. And that's the great thing about American cars, right? So, we were talking about previously, last week also, you talked about, what was it called? VinFast. Wonder who came up with that name.
Well, VMEs apparently.
Well, they kind of make the car, right?
That's
it's a Vietnamese car company, right?
Yes, it is.
Did they make any other cars previously?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Only
they just introduced their pickup truck this year is what I was mentioning last week.
But they didn't... This Vietnamese car company has never introduced a car into America previously.
No. They've been really popular over in their home country, not here in America. This is the first year in America they've been selling their cars.
Well, and you know why? I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I didn't ask you. That wasn't a question.
That was rhetorical.
Gotcha. Rhetorical. The reason I believe why is, so previously, gasoline, diesel vehicles, those, you had to meet EPA standards to bring them into our country, right?
Mm-hmm.
California standards, Air Resources Board. Electric vehicles are pretty easy. They don't produce any emissions. So the only standards you have to meet are the safety standards, crash standards, as far as that goes, to bring the vehicle in, which is way easier than making a vehicle with an engine that meets the emission standards. Is that why? You're reading it like I'm shaking your head, like I'm telling you.
I'm just looking at the other vehicles they might have coming out soon. They basically number them the same way as Tesla does, but instead of like
Model 3,
threes and stuff.
Model 1.
They call it VF E34 if it's the first one, but there goes VF3, VF4, VF5.
Are they all electric, though?
Those ones specifically. They have made internal combustion engine vehicles prior.
But I guarantee you those weren't made to the standards to be able to, emission standards to be imported in the U.S. That's why they never have been.
No, but it's so weird. For example, their very first internal combustion engine, it's called a Lux A2.0, and what it uses, it's the vehicle was built on a BMW 5 Series platform, but then restyled again. So, I mean,
But was it built there in Vietnam or no?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So they bought the BMW platform to use to build cars.
Correct.
Okay. Well, and believe it or not, a lot of manufacturers share a lot of things these days.
No, I understand that part. Yeah. But I've just. And also, it's got really bad reviews, by the way, if you were wondering.
The car does?
Yeah.
The electric car?
No, the internal combustion engine. I'll take a look at the electric cars, but I mean, I'm probably not going to be surprised by its reviews, and they'll say, it's fine, but, you know, nothing to...
I just don't know what do they look like. I've never even seen one.
Honestly, it's I'm looking at the VinFast VF9. That's their crossover SUV.
Uh-huh.
Looks like a crossover SUV that looks electric.
Okay.
Nothing special.
How many of their cars have been sold in the U.S.?
I'll take a look.
That's a great question there. That's what will probably answer the question why I've never seen one, I don't think.
It says here. Nope, that doesn't say anything there.
Three.
Here we go. Globally, they have sold 750,000 cars.
Okay, globally.
Mm-hmm.
But I.
That's. It doesn't tell me American numbers. It just says globally we sold 750,000 cars. That's it.
Well, and if you travel, you can see a lot of weird cars out of the country.
Exactly.
So like the Toyota Hilux diesel, which is a Toyota pickup truck that's never been sold in the United States of America. Super cool truck, though.
I just found the number actually here. For America specifically, it was just 1,600 cars.
That's why I've never seen one that exactly. I know of.
It's so rare, yeah. But again, they just debuted.
Like seeing an elephant downtown LA. It's probably not going to happen.
Yes, probably not.
Probably not going to happen, but that's okay.
Unless the circus is in town and then you hear on the radio an elephant has escaped from the circus, then you probably should call the authorities.
Beware and run away. Elephant or a jaguar or a full-blown lion, you know. Big kitties are not what do they call those things? Murder kitties. Murder kitties, that's what they call them. Yep, so your chance of seeing a VinFast vehicle is about the same as seeing a murder kitty or an elephant running around free.
Yes.
So probably not going to happen, but you know, it is. Well, that's interesting to know for sure. But like I said, my thought behind this is the reason they've never tried to sell gasoline vehicles here or diesel vehicles is just because of the emission standards are hard to meet. They don't have to do that in other countries, don't have emission standards, and you can sell vehicles there. Bringing the electric vehicle in here, all you have to meet is the safety standards, as far as that goes. So there's no emissions to worry about. So
do you think that'll change over time?
Emissions from electric vehicles? No.
No, not that. Specifically our standards in terms of selling electric vehicles.
Safety standards?
Yeah.
Well, vehicle safety standards are always changing.
We're a little. You said we're a little less on electric vehicles.
No,
we're harder.
No, I think they're the same. The safety standards. The only thing that you don't have to worry about is the emission standards with those cars. Safety standards, crash standards, they have to meet those. There's no question about it. Yeah. So, I don't think that, or I know it's not any different for an electric vehicle than it is for except for. They have to put in safety standards for the batteries and things like that they've been coming up with as far as that goes. So do I think those standards will become more rigorous? Maybe. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility. But they definitely won't get easier. I doubt that. Because and good reasons why. I mean, crash standards on vehicles, you know, airbags and all the things required now they save a lot of lives. Mm-hmm. They surely do. So there's no question about that. So good stuff for sure when it comes to vehicles and items like that. So Cybertrucks, super cool. I think Brendan, you look really cool. You and your son cruising around in one. You'd have to wear your sunglasses.
Well, I'll just take your first part of the sentence that I look really cool, so thank you very much. That's for anything else. Oh, except for my son looking cool too. Yes, I'll take that.
You and him in shades driving around in a Cybertruck. It'd be cool.
Once again, I'll stop your sentence at you and my son in shades. That's it. I'm not going to hear you about the Cybertruck.
I'm not listening anymore. it's all good. Fun cars, though. Cars are always fun. Super fun. So, you know, good stuff. Hey, you know, we had the concourse show last week, the car show. There was a car show going this weekend, too, isn't there?
I mean, I'm trying to find so many fun or like, you know, ones with good intention, I should say, or something like that.
Good intention. Good cause.
Good cause. I'm still looking for some. Exactly. Yeah. So when I find one, I'll definitely let you know. Sure.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
So good stuff. All right. So today we're going to be talking about 10 damaging vehicle mistakes you might be making. Vehicle maintenance mistakes and other mistakes, things that people do with vehicles that are not the smartest things or just by not knowing. I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't know how to take care of a vehicle properly, right? So one of those things, good stuff. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, we're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We're going to take this real quick. break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
That was a quick message.
That's a quick message. Brendan's always funny.
Thank you.
He's a funny guy.
I try.
He's a funny guy, except for when you start talking about how he needs to buy a Tesla, then he gets all angry.
Yeah.
Angry.
Oh, I got a quick story to tell you. Oh, my gosh.
Right. You're messing up the mic over there. What are you doing? Sorry.
I had to turn my head to talk to you. Quick story. I was watching an Australian cooking show last night.
Cookie show or cooking,
cooking
show?
Cooking.
Okay.
Yeah. And the chef made meringue, right?
Like lemon meringue?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the audience applauded. And I thought that was very weird because usually... it's weird because Australian audiences usually boomerang.
Oh, gosh. Did anybody get that? It's Brendan and his jokes. He sends me email jokes all the time,
I'm so going to put that punchline, like the comedic.
Yeah, boomerang. That's, I feel for your child as he gets older. You're going to keep telling him these jokes, aren't you?
I swear that dad joke book is so hilarious. And I'm sharing these golden nuggets and no one's except...
Nobody's biting, huh?
No.
Brendan loves his little dad jokes. And he's got a dad joke book, don't you?
I do. That's where I got that joke from. I'm sure.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Boomerang. That's it. I actually was listening like... Okay, you're watching a cooking show and like...
You like how I led that up, like a stand-up comedian.
Almost led me right into that. So, you got any car jokes? Nope.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Do you?
I probably do. Let me see.
Oh, now you got to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. I do want to mention there is... Hesperia is pretty far away, I guess, isn't it?
Hesperia?
Yeah.
How did you pronounce that?
Is it Hesperia?
Hesperia.
Yeah, that's what I said, I thought.
I don't think go ahead. What about Hesperia?
They're going to have a car show way up there in California for a good cause.
That's a ways away. Oh, yeah.
I know, but I was just...
Well, you know, our FM signal goes a long way. If you're near Hesperia, you should go to a car show.
Yeah, it's the Cruise for Paws. It's they said this is an actual cruise. All the proceeds go to help out an organization called the Rock the Paws Foundation, which helps out.
Did you say Rock the Paws Foundation?
That's correct. Yes. Cool.
Yeah. I'm sure this has to do with animals.
Yes, it is.
Which is great stuff.
Yes, absolutely. So all proceeds go there. There's awards, 50-50 raffles. It's $20 to register your car. They will also accept motorcycles. There's going to be live music, vendors, food, and pet adoptions.
Very cool.
Both cats and dogs.
That is some very cool stuff for sure. So, yeah, you can't go wrong there.
No.
Can't go wrong there.
But here in San Diego, it's just the usual, you know, coffee, cars, situations and stuff. Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no question about that. So, there's a good friend of mine that... started a foundation. Unfortunately, he lost his wife this last year. Their foundation is called Angel of the Forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is stuff for dogs. I mean, like dogs and cats. And his wife would go to the shelter like on Christmas day,
mm-hmm.
the last day that's open for Christmas, and take gifts to the dogs for Christmas. She loved dogs. I mean, she loved dogs. So they've started this foundation in her name, and it's been going for a year, and they're doing a lot. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot with, and what they do is just go help and help
at shelters.
All of them, a lot of them, you know, take care of animals, and they help, you know, recommend people to get in and adopt animals, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. Good, great stuff.
Yeah. Well, what's it called again? Angels for...
Forgotten, I think it's called Forgotten Angels.
Forgotten Angels.
Yeah, okay. Did I say that right? Maybe. Let's see. I will tell you here real quick. Yes, it is called...
And they're here in San Diego, right?
If I'm they are here in San Diego, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
Forgotten Angel... If I'm reading... No, no, that's not it.
Angel of the Forgotten.
Angel of the Forgotten.
Yeah, Angel of the Forgotten.org. So, very cool stuff, though, for sure. No question about it. No question about it. So, if you're into, you should, regardless. It's a good thing to donate to, too. So, it has nothing to do with cars, but it's a great cause, and he's doing a lot with it in the name of his wife. So, good stuff. Always like those kind of things. Yeah, so... Anyway, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway at Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks for over 30 years up there. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for coming up on 12 years also. So out there in East County, doing the good work on cars. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive Transmission, right in central San Diego, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for coming up on 7 years. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks there for over 5 years now. And, of course, our newest location, over been a year now, though, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for a year now. Was Oceanside Transmission previously, took care of folks for 30 years there. Great group of people. Was just a benefit to become part of the West Automotive Group, so that's why we did it. All of the West Automotive Group employees and myself come together to bring the Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced and repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. So get in and take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or diagnosis for any other drivability or any kind of concern on your vehicle. By our master certified technicians, which eliminates unwanted parts replacement. I talk about this all the time, and I kind of get up on my soapbox about it, but the best money on any repair you ever spend is the money you spend on diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility. It will save you, if you do that every time you need a car diagnosed, it will save you thousands of dollars over your lifetime versus we see a lot of parts thrown at cars, etc. Not good thing. So get in, let us diagnose your vehicle properly. Most concerns are 1-point repairs. Get it repaired, get you down the road, and get things going, you know, as far as that goes. So good stuff for sure. West Automotive Group is also, like I said, proud to offer 6 months no interest for you on approved credit. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com and you can set an appointment, get in to see us, or you can check us out on, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We send little tips out all the time. You can also check out the Automan segments from there, where I'm the Automan on the CW and Fox 5 News during the week. Check those out. CW on Fridays and Fox 5 on Wednesdays. All of them are posted there on our YouTube channel. Or you can check out the Auto Talk Radio also. You can also pick up our podcast if you want to and take them on the go with you or wherever you want to by going to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. Anything you want to add there? You're looking at me like you do.
Nope. Correctamundo.
Correctamundo on everything that we said. So we appreciate you always joining us and listening to us, but you can go pick up our podcast and take it with you wherever you go. So if you miss one, go check them out. Brendan, you're the one that does that, right?
Yes. Oh. Every time. Yeah. Tuesday, 9 a.m. when they officially upload everything.
Is that when you do it?
Yep.
Okay. So you get them set and they upload.
Yes. All right.
So if you miss part of the show today, you can just Tuesday at 9 a.m. jump on and get it, right?
Boom. Exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
Do you want a quick... I only got one quick thing for the history for today. And I know it may seem like a really dumb, stupid car, which it is, but actually is very important in auto history, I would have to say. It was the Pontiac Vibe. Do you remember that car?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Piece of crap, I know. But it is very important in auto history because Toyota was struggling after they shut down all the Pontiac models. Because that was the last Pontiac model to get shut down. It was the Pontiac Vibe. And it was today back in...
Toyota was struggling?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was Toyota, right? Yeah, Toyota. Or was it Chevy?
I thought it was Toyota. Pontiac is owned by General Motors.
General Motors, yeah. But they left Toyota with a major problem. And they had to scramble to relocate some of the tooling that was jointly used to produce the Matrix and the Vibe.
Yep. It's the same kind of car.
Exactly.
I know. It was.
Yeah.
That's how we used to do it back, you know, if you look at when Honda first came into the United States, actually Honda was the first Japanese import car, I believe. Mm-hmm. Was it Honda or Toyota?
I think it was Honda.
Yeah. So then eventually we started when the U.S. wanted to make a small car, they spun off of using like tooling from Toyota or Honda to, you know, do so.
Right.
So that's where you got the Vibe. Although we made it into a piece of junk.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't the greatest car.
No. The only thing I was going to mention too is it also states here that GM did not initially produce a compact hatchback to succeed the Pontiac Vibe. They choosing to bracket it with the my old car, Chevy Sonic.
Oh, yeah. Super nice car you had there, Bubba.
With small crossover. Yes, oh, God.
Yes. Yeah.
That was...
Not the most beautiful thing, huh?
No, it wasn't the most reliable thing for me either. So, oh well.
You know, just one of those things.
Yeah. So that's my little tidbit today. Pontiac Vibe and all Pontiac shut down as of today back in 2010, I want to say.
Wow. 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remind me. Isn't that hard to believe?
Right between you and Garda Talk, I asked them, so when were you guys first on the air on the old station? Well, that was 1995. And then I made the comment. I'm so sorry about this, Garda guys. I made the comment, yeah, that was when I was born.
Oh, smokes. Woo.
I wasn't thinking straight, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, that puts perspective. And somebody said the other day, a good comment to that that you got to think about. They said, they had said, somebody said, you know, 30 years ago, and they're like, my mind went right to 1970. But actually, that's 1970 was 54 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to make people feel out. Now you're starting to see the gray
54 years ago. That's a long time. That's a long time. Time flies, man.
It does.
When you're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, so
my son was born yesterday. Now he's 8 months old.
Yeah. He'll be a year for you. Pretty soon he'll be walking around.
Yeah. He's going to say mama more than dada.
Flipping you the bird and doing his thing, you know? Like, he'll be a teenager.
Yeah, have his headphones on, never wanted to talk.
You'll be fully bald. All your hair will have fallen out by that point.
That's true. Yeah. It's already starting.
Well, that's because you have a child.
Yes.
It causes you to lose your hair. That's how it works.
All the stress.
All the stress and all that comes out. So, for sure. But all good stuff. So, like I said, today we're talking about following an auto maintenance schedule can keep your vehicle reliable and maintain its resale value for sure. You want to keep your car on the road without having issues. I can't tell you enough how much I talk about this because... servicing a vehicle properly will prevent costly and unwanted breakdowns. Also prevents you from being stuck somewhere. You know what I never want to do is be stuck somewhere.
Right.
So by keeping your vehicle in good working order, you don't have to worry about being stuck anywhere most of the time. Now, will cars break? Sure they do. Cars do break. That's what happens to them. It's one of those things. But you can eliminate a lot of concern with breakdowns or failures leaving you alongside the road by just taking care of your vehicle properly. That's for sure. And we're going to discuss this more when we come back. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, we're talking cars and stuff today. Right, Brendan?
Correctamundo.
And Paul came to join us, right, Paul?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, welcome in. Welcome in. We're talking cars today. Something that we seldom do. Brendan didn't even, he's not even paying attention. Oh, is it? Is it something we seldom do, talk cars?
Yes.
I'm kidding, of course. That's what we do here. And we love when everybody joins us here at Auto Talk Radio to tune in and talk about cars and what's up with them. So, you missed last week. We were bashing on some Cybertruck stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, we got some callers that called in that wanted to talk about that. And then
they wanted to talk about the same thing. They wanted to bash the Cybertruck.
Oh, they did, too. Yes, they did. Maybe it's good.
Everybody's getting on this bandwagon now.
I'd be like the one guy sticking up for it. No. I like the triangle pickup truck.
No, they were just talking about the one guy that called in from El Cajon last week. He was talking about, he's like, I just don't. I use my truck. It's like I put gravel in it, do landscaping, you know, build stuff, put 2x4s in it. All, I don't know how much you could fit in that truck.
Yeah, the bed's small.
Yeah, the concept of it's cool.
Yeah.
And I said, I actually, you missed out. I was talking earlier at the beginning of the show when I told Brendan he'd look really cool with him and his son in a Cybertruck driving around, both of them with sunglasses on, just kind of chilling, you know? And he said he looks really cool and he don't want nothing to do with a Cybertruck.
That's it. Yeah. I heard the part about me and my son looking cool in shades and everything else.
That was it.
He's like, I'm done with the rest. Yeah. It's all good. But he did also mention Cybertruck's been recalled, all of them, all 4,000 of them that they've sold.
Already? Jeez.
Yeah.
The accelerator stuck.
Oh.
That's a bad thing. Last time that happened to Toyota, it didn't work out so well.
No. That took forever to get all those vehicles recalled.
But there was a lot of those already out.
Yeah.
More than 4,000.
And then I was just going to say the Pontiac Vibe, when we were talking about that in the last segment, they got recalled for plenty of things. I know they had the Takata airbags? Takata airbags.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't even have a set number of Pontiac Vibes that had that issue.
They should have just crushed all those cars and they wouldn't have to replace the airbag.
There we go. Yeah.
That wasn't a great car. That was made off a Toyota Matrix.
Right.
Platform though.
Henceforth why I brought up Toyota. You know,
which is funny because the Matrix is an okay little car.
It's more reliable, I guess,
than the Pontiac was. Mm-hmm. But the Pontiac was the interior and the body was different on it.
Yeah.
The sub...
And I want to put different in quotes because I still hate the look of it, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Matrix?
No, the Pontiac Vibe.
Oh, yeah.
It was ugly.
It was.
Yeah. And it was a piece of junk.
Yeah, it was.
It was Pontiac's, GM's attempt to... Yeah, make a cross. I don't know what the heck you call that. That was a Toyota.
Yeah, it was a Toyota. Yeah.
Yeah, except for the body and all that, it was different.
Yeah.
They used the Toyota powertrain is what they did on it. Yeah. Yeah. So, that thing was a jewel.
Yeah,
to say the least. So look, it's not even EV and we're bashing it.
Equal opportunity bashers.
Oh, there's been plenty of junk cars out there. If you ever had to work on a Yugo, you know what I mean.
You go nowhere.
So in 1987, I'll never forget this. That car came 86 or 87. It was 86. I think it was. The car came out. A girl showed up. We were all hanging out. This girl shows up driving this car. I'm in high school at this point in the vocational automotive program. She comes pulling up in this car. Those cars were $3,995 brand new.
Yep.
You could buy them for no, they were.
Wow.
Seriously, brand new. They were pieces of junk.
I'm trying to even think what it is.
Yugo?
I've heard the name, but I have no idea.
They only made one car. It had a powertrain in it.
It was a sedan?
It was a miniature little car.
It was a subcompact hatchback.
Hmm. It was pretty compact.
Yeah.
It was pretty compact hatchback.
Like Pinto size?
Smaller. Smaller than a Pinto, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Pintos are tiny.
They were, but Pinto had a lot. You know, this car was a piece of junk. It didn't last, but you could buy them brand new for $4,000, basically, $39.95. I mean, who's ever heard of a car you could buy? Well, back, obviously, in the 50s and stuff, you can buy cars. But my point was in the 80s. So, but here's the key to this. Those cars used to flip on their side real easy. Mm-hmm. And the way I know this is because then my buddy's like, hey, let me drive that car. And he flipped it on its side.
Oh, jeez.
Right there in the street. Well, he pulled the parking brake and boom. It was like a brick. It's a weird car.
You know what? Other one, a Bronco 2. That one feels like it once when you drive those things.
The old ones.
Yeah, the old ones. The Bronco 2. That thing is so tippy driving those things.
Yeah, especially if the suspension shocks and that aren't really good on it. It's more like that. You're right. Were you going to throw something in there, Brendan, or no?
They mentioned how the original design of the vehicle in 1980 was supposed to be a shortened variant of a Fiat 128. And Fiat 128s are already pretty short as it is.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I was just going to mention, too, that the last year they made a Yugo was in 2008. So they lasted a very long time.
Yeah. They didn't last here in the U.S. for long, though.
No, not in the U.S.
In the U.S. for 2 years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's a Yugoslavian-made vehicle is what it is.
Correct.
It's from Yugoslavia. So that's why it's called the Yugo.
Makes sense.
You go on down the hill.
You go to the auto repair shop.
I should take that back. It was in the market for 7 years in the U.S.
Okay.
1985 to 1992.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I just remember first time seeing one was in 86. I think it was. Maybe it was 85. 85, 86. I was in high school, so right in that time. But yes, that's when they introduced them, and everybody remembers them because $39.95, you get your brand new car.
Yeah.
You're probably going to die in it if you get hit by anything, but it's all good, you know?
What's the cheapest car now, Kia? To buy a brand new car? It's like $20,000, probably. The cheapest car to buy new?
Yeah, you can buy. I buy this Kia Souls for $22,000. Yeah. Yep. So, and we just lost one. That's how I know I have to buy another one.
Yeah.
We just had a Kia Soul that nobody got hurt, luckily. And it wasn't our driver's fault. He was the tail end of it. But he had dropped off a client. He was coming back to the Kearney Mesa store on the 805. And two cars got in an accident. Sent one spinning across the freeway that hit our Kia. Our poor Kia was total. The car only had 98,000 miles on it. But the problem is the repairs on it were like $9,000. The car's worth $11,000
now. Yeah.
Are you ready for the top 10 cheapest vehicles in 2024?
Go.
All right. Number one, Mitsubishi Mirage at $17,790.
That's not the cheapest vehicle because you're going to spend $17,000 to fix it in the first year you own it.
There's so many problems.
Junk. Yeah. Next.
Next, Kia Rio at $17,875.
That's a little box.
Yes. Yep. Nissan Versa at $18,745.
It's going to be expensive when you need that CV transmission.
Just put one in the trunk.
There's going through trainings like crazy.
Next up, the Kia Forte at $20,815. Then the Hyundai Venue, which is $20,985. Dave Stahl mildly recommends it. He didn't.
It's a great starter car.
Yes.
Hyundais and Kias really are because they're decent cars now.
Yep.
In the beginning, remember the Hyundai XL?
No.
1990, 1991 was when they first came into the market. Mm-hmm. They were pieces of crap. The worst carbureted car in the world. They were carbureted.
Oh, jeez.
And trying to get them to pass smog was like Nightmare on Elm Street, my friend. Like every time you saw one, you're like, God, this is going to be a fight.
You're not.
Well, they just weren't great emissions, even when they were made new. So, and then the carburetors had a ton of problems. The motors were junk. But Kia and Hyundai are the same company now.
Yes.
And they have come a long way. I mean, they really make some decent cars now.
And one of the things, too, is they've gotten really, really good on safety protocols over time as well. Dave Stahl is a huge, huge advocate for specifically the Kia company and their safety protocols that they inhabit into their car company. So,
correct.
Yeah. Yep. And then I'll just follow this up super quick. Kia Soul is number six. Number seven is the Chevy Trax. Number eight is the Nissan Sentra. Number nine is the Nissan Kicks, and number 10, Hyundai Elantra, to finish up the list. Mm.
I would never recommend a Nissan car, and I'm sorry if you work for Nissan. I'm sorry. I do recommend
for the ones who own a Nissan car.
I do recommend those because you can come to us then, and we're happy to fix them, and we work on a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But every Nissan Sentra, and what was the first one that you mentioned?
For a Nissan, it's the Nissan Versa.
Yeah. Oh. They use a CVT tranny, both of them. Those things fall out left and right.
Yeah, when I worked at the Nissan dealer, they would come in.
Lined up.
Yeah, 20,000 miles. Done. Done. Crazy. Just,
yeah. So that not a good buy, because it might be cheap to buy, but you also got to look at the repairs you have to do on these things down the line. And those cars all come with, most of them, except for the Kia, comes with a powertrain warranty. Kia and Hyundai have a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty for the person that buys them first. So
I will also mention too, last week, Dave, again, we keep bringing him up, but Dave Stahl last week was talking about who's ever been a defender of CVT transmissions. I don't think there's ever been a defender for that, because the motors are so loud as they run. You're barely even saving enough fuel as it is with it.
Some people like it that you can't feel it shift. That's it's like a continuous... hence CVT.
Yeah,
can't tow with it either.
You know, no, you can't.
Don't even put a bike on there.
No, you'll need a transmission.
Yeah.
Paul is right. You could buy an extra one and put in a trunk.
Yeah, they're not that big. You could fit it in the trunk.
And you would think that as many of those transmissions they go through, that the price would come down on them, right?
Yeah.
But they're not cheap. They're not cheap. It's a $6,000 endeavor. Almost by the time the car's 5 years old, the transmission costs more to replace than the car's worth.
At some point, yeah, for sure.
Pretty quickly. Yep. Doesn't take long. So, yeah, definitely one of those things. So, anyway.
Sorry, Brandon. I know you own one. We're just saying.
You own a Nissan?
The Rogue.
The Rogue.
Oh, that's right. But it don't have a CVT in it.
It does.
Oh, yeah. That one does too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
The only ones that don't have CVT are the trucks. Okay. Frontier. And that Titan. Yeah. Everything.
The other cars, all their other, even the Maxima, and do they still make a Maxima?
I think so.
You know what? I don't
know. Oh, you know what? I don't think, actually, I'm not sure. The Maxima might have a regular transmission. Okay. I forgot about the Maxima.
I don't pay much attention to their stuff because the only good product they ever made was the pickup truck.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The Frontier was amazing. Maxima has CVT.
Oh, it does?
It does.
It does. No. Okay.
The older ones didn't.
Yeah, no. No. Well, back in the day, no.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at 2024, by the way, for that. So you might be right. Maybe the older ones don't have that transmission.
But I'm just telling you, there's not one product they made besides the Nissan Frontier pickup truck that I thought was worth a crap.
Yeah.
You said, what was the SUV you said that they...
Well, the Titan.
Oh, the Titan.
And Armada.
Those don't have CVTs.
Yeah, no,
those
they are don't. That's the big truck.
Things are big.
Those are giant. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now
what's
the
smaller SUV that's like on the same frame as Frontier. As the Frontier? No, the Frontier is a pickup truck.
Oh, Xterra.
Yeah. Those didn't have CVTs either.
Yeah. No. Rear-wheel drive.
But what those had, which was super fun,
that
the radiators would split and leak coolant into the tranny and take the tranny out, and then it was a $9,000 repair.
Yep.
That was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
We just love, because not only did you get a transmission, you needed a new radiator and hoses, and the valve bodies went to crap.
The valve bodies are expensive, I remember.
Well, yeah, because they had the trans control module was built into the valve body inside the trans.
So. Yeah, I worked at the Escondido store when those were having issues. We'd have at least two a week.
Sometimes. Yeah, we did a ton of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the coolant would destroy the valve body and smoke check the tranny, and it was done.
Oh, yeah, I remember one time we tried to flush it. I think the first one we got, we tried to flush it, and it didn't work.
Well,
it worked for like a day.
Yeah, you know what coolant does too. So, clutches inside an automatic transmission are paper lined.
Okay,
they're made out of friction material because they have they have a paper.
But it's not literally sandpaper, right?
But I sometimes
viscosity ratings on them, but yeah. Right. So because when clutches when they engage, they slide into and they lock, right?
Right.
So through pressure, so they're like paper lined discs, a bunch of them in there.
Okay.
In each drum, what does water do to paper?
Well, obviously, it makes it soggy.
Yeah, they're made for petroleum products. They're not made for water.
You get a pinata in your transmission.
it's a paper mache. Paper mache making machine. There's no question about it. So, for sure.
I will mention there's three or four other vehicles from Nissan that do not have CVTs besides the Frontier and the Titan. You have the Armada.
You mentioned that. Yeah, that's the big SUV.
It's a Titan.
The Leaf. the GTR, and the 370Z.
Yeah, those definitely do. Yeah, a CVT would, there's too, they put out too much horsepower.
Right.
They would never throw it.
Oh, the GTR, is that what you said?
Yep.
GTR. Yeah, that one's got the dual clutch.
And the 370Z.
Oh, the yeah, Z that's car. Right. I forgot.
Do they still make that Z car?
They yeah, actually, I'm pretty sure. They redesigned it. It looks actually pretty cool.
Oh, does
the
it?
New one? Yeah.
Kind of like, cool. What is this? What's a Scion car that's like super fast? Made by, obviously,
Scion. It's not Toyota. Super fast, but it's a rural drive. It's like a little.
Oh, know, it's not. Little, it's little not super car. Fast.
No,
oh, okay. Fast. I thought so. Like just like a little slot car.
Yeah, though. Yeah. They have the Toyota Supra. That's quick.
But oh, they still
yeah.
have a Supra.
Yeah, but now it's a BMW.
I should the take Supra that back. Is? They yeah. don't have the 370Z anymore. They stopped production on that in 2021.
Okay. So. But that was a those cars were always fun.
There's a new model. They must it must be called something else now. There is a Z though, and they redesigned it. It looks
oh,
they cool. Did.
Oh.
Yeah.
But so you said that Toyota Supra is a BMW?
Yeah, it's a 335i.
Oh, it is? And
transmission, yeah. It's just a Toyota body.
Toyota body, yeah. Yeah. Well, and we were talking about that. A lot of manufacturers do that with cars these yeah. days. They really do. So why it's cheaper than going and designing an entire car, right? You can yeah. just like, hey, the power plant for that has plenty of power, the BMW motor and transmission. That'll work.
Yeah.
Let's just design a body around this thing and... That's what we'll go with.
Yeah, and you can make those fast. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah just a couple bolt-ons. You're getting and close to 700 horsepower.
I just found what you're talking about, by the way. The Nissan Z, it's an RZ34, also known as.
Oh.
In Japan, it's going to be known as the Nissan Fair Lady. Never heard of that. That's kind of interesting.
But yeah.
So those yeah. cars are cool.
Yes, yes.
And, yeah, the and, new and Z they're not does junk, look cool. Yeah.
But you will pay for one when you buy one.
Oh, yeah.
those are not in the cheapest car things. They do not have CVTs, and not everybody's driving one.
Yeah.
So... It's all good. Kind of like Brendan and his Cybertruck that he's going to buy.
I just looked at the price. Not too bad. I thought it was going to be a lot higher. Z? Yeah.
How much?
$44,000.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah. I was expecting
they used to be more expensive.
No, you're thinking of the GTR.
Oh, the GTR.
That's the supercar. Oh. That's $150,000.
Oh, it is?
They're fast, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we'll drive.
But the 370Z and those Zs used to be nice cars too.
Yeah, yeah.
They were more expensive than $44,000, I believe, back in the day. When that was their sports car.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that bad.
$38,000 ish.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Could be wrong. I never looked to buy one, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They're cool cars. Worked cool. on a lot of them, but yeah. I never.
Yeah.
Like. They're aight.
Nah.
Aight.
Well, you got. First off, if you own a sports car. And you're a person that like owns motorcycles and stuff like that, then you have to also own a truck. So you have to have more than one.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't, you know. I always have a truck. I always need a truck.
Right.
So
it makes sense for your industry.
And I'm just like, and so if I own a truck and I use it all the time and I buy a sports car, I'm never going to drive the sports car. That's what's going to happen because unless on Sundays when I go to brunch or something.
You know?
So it's pretty much a waste of a car. That's why I've never done it. I don't.
Yeah. And when I first got that Porsche and I sold the Jeep and I used to go everywhere on that thing off-roading and I went up with some friends in Big Bear at the cabin and there was like this big dip and my Porsche got stuck in the driveway. That was so embarrassing. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? It's all drive and just got high set.
You're so like, used to driving a Jeep.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't believe it's stuck.
I think I broke my Porsche. So, but you look cool going down the freeway, Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. All right, well, we didn't talk much today about our 10-day vehicle damage and mistakes. I do want to remind everybody, this show is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. They have a battery for every need. We do not stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide, no question about it. If you need a battery for your vehicle, get on westautomotivegroup.com and we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, they have batteries for everything. Check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Folks, it has been an amazing hour. Thanks to everybody joining. Hey, this has actually been fun. We were talking about, it's always fun, but you know, we get to talk about cars and
we get to bash Pontiac and a little bit of Nissan. Yeah. Well, we kind of like equal
people are
going
to start saying, call into Auto Talk Radio. You get to bash whatever you want.
Yeah.
Any kind of car bashing.
We see them when they're broken, too.
That is fair enough.
Yeah.
But all in all, those little Nissan cars are junk. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Nissan, I apologize but for you, but I didn't make the car, you did. So make a better car and we won't talk bad about
it. Yeah, there is certain cars when you see them coming on the tow truck, you're like, don't come here, don't come here.
Go by, go by, go by, go by, go by. So exactly. But it's all good. If you want to know what kind of cars to buy, just call us and talk to us on the radio or check us out at the stores. You can always find us at one of the locations for sure. San Diego and everybody out there, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. We appreciate you joining us this week at Auto Talk Radio. We'll be back live next week. Take care and have a great week.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.